Grace you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Whenever I sit down to write a sermon, I always start out by answering three questions. Number one, what is the goal of the message? What do I want the hearer to do, to feel, to think, to experience, to learn from my words? Number two, what is it that will prevent the hearer from reaching the goal? For example, if my goal would be that the hearer would tithe, the malady that may prevent that from happening may be a tight budget or spending habits that are on leisure activities instead of other things, or perhaps unexpected expenses. Which brings us to question number three that I have to answer. What is it that will help the hearer to achieve the goal regardless of the obstacles, the maladies that are in the way? What are the means that will help us overcome the maladies to achieve our goals? And just a hint, that's always where the gospel of Jesus Christ comes in. So, in sitting down to write this sermon based on our song for the day, I noticed that the song already had a clear-cut goal in it, and that being that we not fear. It also had clearly defined maladies in it. Confusion as my companion, despair holding me for ransom, and chaos for my company. Those are all spelled out. In fact, the song has the means to overcome these maladies already proclaimed in it also. We're going to get back to that in a few minutes. So I kind of reasoned to myself, I thought, well, this is going to be an easy sermon. All I need to do is fill in a couple of the pieces and my sermon's done. Then I started to think about it a little bit more and think about the goal a little bit more, that we not fear in times of confusion or chaos or despair. And I became more and more uncomfortable with that as the goal of this message. Because you see, the truth be told, there are many times in my life when I am afraid. And I know there are sure to be many more times when I experience fear, regardless of how well I know God or how well I know God's Word. And so I'm not sure that, you know, never fearing is really an attainable goal. David might have been able to write, you know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And the writers of our song today might have been able to write, I will feel no fear, I know that you are near. But I'm not sure I really believe them. If one of my children is sick or in danger, it scares me. If I get a bad report from the doctor, I start to worry. When I have relationship problems that are bigger than my ability to solve, I fear for the future. And I know that you do too. I have sat with many of you as you have faced illnesses and lost loved ones and been confronted with overwhelming challenges, so on. And the one thing that all of us God-fearing, Bible-believing, church-attending Christians have in common is fear. Fear of loss, and of pain, of change, of danger, of the unknown. And just for the record, David was afraid too. Read the Psalms of David. Go into the Scriptures and check out the stories about David. And you will see a man who knew fear. He was not always that pillar of courage that went and fought the giant Goliath. There were times when he had his fears and his worries and his questions too. But despite his fear, he always continued to hope and to trust in God. I think that's the reason why the Bible calls him, or God calls him, a man after God's own heart. It certainly wasn't because he was such a good and moral man. I mean, for goodness sake, he stole another man's wife, committed adultery with her, got her pregnant, and then had her husband killed. None of that was in line with God's heart. But amid all of it, amid the adultery and the murder and the deception and the pride, and then later on the shame and the sorrow and the contrition and the repentance, he never lost faith or hope in God. As he was on the run from King Saul, who went to kill him, or his son Absalom, or his foreign enemies. Many times he was in fear for his life. But he continued to trust in the Lord to deliver him. And thus, when we read David's beautiful words in Psalm 23 about not fearing, even though he walks through death's shadowy valley, please understand that that was not always the case for David. He had times of fear and worry also. But none of those times made him any less a man after God's own heart. And though we have our times of fear and worry also, please know that none of that makes us any less a child of God. In fact, quite often it is our fear and our worry that makes us cling to God all the tighter and rely on Him even more. And thus, the goal of this message, to answer question number one from the beginning of this message today, is not that you would never have any fears or ever be afraid. That's simply not realistic, given the nature of living in a fallen, sinful, violent, chaotic world. Unless, of course, God miraculously just gifts you with peace, which He does at times. But my goal in this message is that you would continue to trust in and cling to God, regardless of how full of fear or worry you might be. In our song for today, we're told where to find comfort in the midst of our chaos and help in the midst of our despair. In God, the one who is our rest and our rescue, the one who carries our weakness and carries our sickness and carries our brokenness. Isaiah 53 says of Jesus as he suffered on the cross for us, "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows." Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And in Luke 15, in the parable of the lost sheep, we're told how the good shepherd searches and searches until he finds that sheep that is lost. And when he finds it, he puts it on his shoulders. And he carries it home. Our song for today states these words: "My help comes from you. You are my rest, my rescue. I don't have to see to believe that you're lifting me up on your shoulders. You mend what once was shattered, and you turn my tears to laughter. Your forgiveness is my fortress. Oh, your mercy is relentless." The forgiveness won for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus surrounds us and protects us and encourages us and relieves us and gives us rest. I love this phrase. His forgiveness is a fortress around us, protecting us from the assaults of the evil one. And in those times when we are under heavy attack and we begin to feel anxious, or fearful, or lost, or alone, know that God in His mercy will carry us, and He will carry our burdens up on His shoulders. No matter the test, no matter the trial, our help and our hope comes from Him, the one who made us and the one who has saved us. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.